This podcast is sponsored by Frank Lloyd Wright's Falling Water, a property on the UNESCO World Heritage List and entrusted to the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy. For tours and educational programs, visit fallingwater.org. And also thanks to the Blackburn Centre, Walk a Mile in Their, His, Her, Our Shoes event on April the 7th to 10th. Visit blackburncentre.org for information. Take a stand while staying close to home. Hello, I'm Louise Henry, and welcome to another episode of Laura Hyland's Happenings on Westmorland Gold, 98.7 FM and 97.3 FM on the Westmorland Talk Block. This episode is part of the Laura Hyland's Happenings podcast series. Well, the days are getting longer and I see bike rides in my near future. Yay! And more walking and not quite so much bundling up. What are you looking forward to doing as spring approaches? I'm hopeful that things continue to improve, mitigation efforts open up more, and we can see the return of events, outdoor concerts, visits to attractions, and oh, so much more. If you're looking for a particular trail, maple syrup events, or want to know when the farmers markets are going to start, do check in with GoLauraHighlands.com. Today, my guests are Lindsay Ketterer-Gates, Executive Director, and Dean Simpson, Marketing Manager of Touchstone Centre for Crafts in Farmington, Pennsylvania. So, good morning, Lindsay and Dean. Welcome to Laura Highlands Happenings.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Oh, hello. It's so good to hear from you. So Touchstone Centre for Crafts is quite a unique organisation. It was founded back in 1972, I read, with the premise of preserving traditional mountain crafts. And now jumping forward to 2021, you offer an array of crafts. And just reading off my list here, there's blacksmithing, ceramics, metals, fiber arts, glass, painting, and sculpture. And you offer this in a mix of scholarships, workshops, classes, week-long classes, and artist residencies. That's a lot. And I guess, like everyone else, you've had to close your doors for a while, modify your teaching structure and your schedule because of this pandemic. But, you know, judging by the items listed in front of me, there's a burning bright light at the end of this tunnel, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. We are a very unique organization. We are one of only a handful like us in the country who offer immersive learning experiences where people are fully immersed in studios with professional artists across all of these different media. And unfortunately, the pandemic caused us to cancel our entire season in 2020. Our season typically runs from May through September. But this year, we are opening our doors again. We know that from everything we're seeing, everyone is looking towards the arts right now during this time of isolation. And between that and the beautiful natural setting that we offer, we feel that we are able to comfortably open again this year with just some modifications in order to keep everyone safe during COVID.
That is such a good thing to hear because you are so special. Now, how are you planning to modify? What are the changes because of this pandemic?
Sure. So one of the first things was that we needed to delay the start of our normal workshop season. We decided to push that back to the middle of June because we weren't sure what things were going to look like in relationship to COVID. However, because of our expansive campus, we have 150 wooded acres here, and we have large studios that are also spread out. We are offering that people can do artist residencies throughout the months of May and the beginning of June, and those will happen across all of our studios. That'll allow us to ease into having an increased number of students and participants on campus. Our regular workshop season, which will then kick off in the middle of June and run through the end of September, will have modified participation. So where a normal workshop could accommodate 12 students, we will now only be able to accommodate 6. Our lodging will also switch to single occupancy. We'll have mask wearing and social distancing required. very strict cleaning and disinfecting procedures will be put in place. We've also updated our cancellation policy in order to ensure that people do not attend if they feel leading up to the workshop that they may have been exposed. But our registration is open, and people can go to touchstonecrafts.org to read more about the details on both our COVID policies and also register for workshops, apply for scholarships, residencies, etc.
It sounds like you've covered everything, you know, which is great. I'm just thrilled that you'll be opening up again. And you're offering so many different things at Touchstone. But I really wanted to jump in and ask a bit more about the artist residencies first, because that's a really good thing.
Yeah, we're excited. You know, our studios are so unique. They're really well equipped with specialized equipment that a lot of people either don't have the means to afford or the space to house in their own studios, say at home, or they just need for a short period of time. So we are offering that people can essentially rent space in our studios, do an artist residency, we're calling it, for 4 weeks, 2 weeks, or less, depending on their need. But that the bulk of that will happen in the beginning of the season. So in May, we will have four-week artist residency opportunities across all studios, followed by a two-week residency opportunity in all studios. And then the only studio that we know for sure will be running those additional opportunities throughout the rest of the season will be in our small metal studio, because due to the size of the studio, we're going to have to cancel all of our in-person programming this year.
Gotcha. Okay. So basically, this is just for like artists who want to rent the space. They either want to maybe dabble and maybe try some blacksmithing, or they want to improve on their painting. They can rent the space. Is that correct? That's correct, right?
Correct. Okay. They need to be at a certain point in their learning where they can independently work in those studios and on that equipment. So there is an application process that they do have to go through. And again, those applications can be found on our website. And those are also due March 15th for consideration.
Okay. So basically, you know, you're not going to let someone go into the forge, do some blacksmithing if they don't have any experience with that, because that's a highly skilled craft.
Exactly. Right. And we're not offering any instructions in these different residencies. It's more of just that we're offering the space and access to the equipment. One exciting thing is that once we receive all the applications, we are going to be awarding a limited number of partially and fully funded residencies.
Okay. This is really good. So, folks, if you know anyone who is an artist who would be interested in renting space for, ceramics, glass, painting, blacksmithing, that kind of thing, check out Touchstone for our Centre for Crafts, because this would be a great thing to do for them. So jumping forward a little bit more, you also offer scholarships. Well, I didn't know you did this. So tell us a little bit about that as well, Lindsay.
Sure. So we really feel strongly that we want to make our opportunities available to the widest number of people possible. And we work really hard to keep everything affordable. And one way that we're able to do that is by offering, raising money all year long to offset the cost of workshops through our scholarship program. We expand that scholarship program every year. One thing that's really exciting this year is that we're going to be offering a very large number of scholarships to veterans, especially if those that want to attend our papermaking workshop that is geared towards veterans. And we also were very fortunate with a huge outpouring of support from the community and our members through the Fayette Gives Challenge this year. And we have decided that we are going to dedicate a portion of the money that was raised through that to provide workshop scholarships to residents of Fayette County.
That is very cool indeed. And, you know, and people desperately need scholarships too. And especially what you're offering as well. Now, for anyone who knows somebody who's interested in this, again, when do they have to get the applications in for this?
So all of our applications for scholarships are due on March 15th.
Okay. All right. And also, on top of the scholarships, you're also offering internships as well.
We do. We offer internships every year as a way to give professional development opportunities to emerging artists. They come and stay here sometimes for the entire season, which can be 25 weeks. And what they do is they help us run the studios. They interface with the instructors. And in turn, they are able to get a small stipend, room and board, and also participate in all of the professional development opportunities that we're able to offer.
How many internships in total do you think you'll be doing this year?
We anticipate offering about 7 across the various studios.
Okay, and that will be for the entire summer, like in the past, or?
It'll be a mix of that are for the entire summer and some that are for the heavier period of 5-day workshops, so more like a shorter 10 to 15 week period.
So this would fit with like emerging artists, graduates, undergraduate students, you'd say?
Absolutely, or even people who didn't take the route of going on for further study and, you know, would like to come and get that here.
Okay, and that's the kind of the same for the scholarships too. It's people that are either, you know, emerging artists or interested in art, didn't get the opportunity, and they, you know, you're offering something here for people to learn, you know, the different crafts.
Absolutely. The scholarships are open to everyone. Like I said, we have a variety of very specific scholarships, and those would be scholarships for people that wanted to attend our educators retreat or our teen week. But then we also just have general scholarships, and we really encourage anyone who wants to come and have an experience here that they look into the scholarship program.
So there's no age limit. So I could have, I could apply maybe.
So the age limit is only according to the workshop that they're interested in attending. And the bulk of our workshops are geared towards 18 and up.
Okay.
Our teen week is a specialized week that is for individuals who are 14 to 17 years old. And then our 1-day workshops accommodate 14 years old and up.
Okay. All right. I'm just asking. It's just good to know, understand how it all works. I think this is great opportunities because I think what you do is brilliant, you know, doing all these different crafts. And it's in such a wonderful environment, you know, right in the heart of the Laurel Highlands. You've got great space up there. I've had a great time back pre-pandemic. I went up for a date night and blacksmithing with my husband. And that was just brilliant. Everything you do is wonderful. And but let me just hop in here with a quick mention for our sponsors, and then we'll have a little chat to Dean. So once again, thank you to our sponsors, Frank Lloyd Wright's Falling Water, a property on the UNESCO World Heritage List and entrusted to the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy. For tours and educational programs, visit fallingwater.org. And also thanks to the Blackburn Centre Walker Mile in their, his, her, our shoes event on April the 7th to 10th. Visit blackburncentre.org for more information. So let's chat to Dean now. Hi, Dean. You've been very quiet.
You were talking about the time you came to date night with your fiance. It was a lot of fun. You guys worked in the blacksmithing studio and you made hooks together, and you've been hooked ever since,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. We had an absolute blast. No pun intended, but we came away with 2 bottle openers. And of course, mine was the better one of the two. I'll just say that. but yeah, I totally recommend it. It's great fun. So we've talked about the scholarships, internship, and all the other opportunities at Touchstone Centre for Crafts. But I really wanted to ask you, Dean, big question is, when are you going to open for the summer schedule?
Sure. Well, first off, we would like to bring dates nights back, but we're not sure about that yet. We'll, you know, people can keep an eye out on our website, our social media, and hear more about that. But our regular summer schedule, like Lindsay said, it's going to be delayed a little bit this year. So it starts on June 21st with week-long workshops. We have our typical, like, themed weeks that we call them coming back. Like, Teen Week is July 18th to the 23rd. So we close down campus to adults, and it's only ages 14 to 17. Anyone interested in applying can go to our website, and applications are due on April 1st.
Okay.
Following that, we're going to have Educators Retreat from July 26th to the 30th. It's a great week where that is devoted, all the programming is devoted to educators. Participants can receive Act 48 credit, 40 hours worth of credit through Pennsylvania Art Education Association. So it's a wonderful opportunity to just get away and learn some things that you could adapt to use in the classroom. We have a Nature Week from August 2nd to the 6th, and all of the workshops use Touchstone's beautiful campus as inspiration for the work that you create. And one program that we're especially excited about is August 9th to the 13th. It's a program for veterans through an organization called Frontline Arts. They're out of New Jersey, and they will be coming in and working with veterans to deconstruct their uniforms and use memorabilia from when they were in the service and create beautiful works of art with it.
That sounds fascinating. Deconstruct their uniforms. Wow.
Yeah, like, it's a cool process if you've ever seen paper making, but you cut them down, you create pulp, and you make paper out of it, and they screen print on it or attach photographs or medals and frame them.
Ooh, okay, that's very interesting. You've got a great, I love the theme weeks, and you know, that you're offering for like teens, you know, educators, Nature Week, everything just sounds great. It's so good for your mental health, I feel. You've got projects to do, you know, and you're outside as well. You know, I just think it's good. I always feel better when if I'm working on something, you know, if you're feeling a little bit down in the dumps, you get outside or, you know, you focus on a project, and whether it's any kind of art, I think it's good. It's just good for everybody. So I just love what you're doing here.
Yeah, and we're so lucky to be located in such a beautiful area.
Yes.
You know, Highlands, and we try to use that as much as possible. The campus is beautiful. There's a lot of places nearby, and but one of the things we're starting right now that you could participate in are virtual workshops. So, you know, if you're still kind of lenient against about getting out there, you know,
yeah.
On March 9th, we're going to start every Tuesday from 6:30 to 8:30. You can take a virtual workshop, and you'll join us on Zoom. And we have a great lineup of artists who will be coming to us from across the country.
That's pretty cool. So is there any cost for that?
It is $60.
Okay.
And with that, you get, kind of like a private lesson with, you know, your group and with the instructor. And you also have access to the videos to rewatch later on. So you could either follow along while it's going, or you could just watch and try it later.
So what kind of things will you be doing for that? Is that different? Is it things like painting or jewelry making, ceramics?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the first one on this coming Tuesday is setting stones. It's a jewelry class. And the week after that will be our programs manager, Travis Winters, teaching how to build hand-built cups out of clay. And he has a cool technique of carving into them, so he'll be showing that. Most of the workshops for right now are metals, you know, jewelry, and ceramics.
So
we're going to be adding more as the summer goes on.
Is this more for like people that have got the kind of equipment, intermediate, or could someone like myself, who, you know, has no clue, I'm a complete novice for coming jewelry making, could I sort of like sign up for it and watch it and just?
Most of them would be things you'd need to have the equipment to do.
Okay, yeah. So it's more intermediate. But this is good, you know, because there is a lot of people out there, sort of one, they're sat on the fence, you know, want to get out and do stuff, but they're still a little bit apprehensive or haven't had the vaccination or just had the first one. And, you know, it's a fine line, you know, with lots of people at the moment, what to do. So it's nice to have this option where it is virtual, you know, where you can, you know, learn more about a particular skill you've learned. So that is cool. What about events, Dean? Are you going to bring, are you bringing back events for Touchstone this year?
Yes, that's actually a great segue into this event that we're planning right now. We're going to do a plein air painting event. And plein air is a French term, which means out, paint outside.
Right.
And on Sunday, May 16th, from 10 to 2, we're partnering with the National Road Heritage Corridor to hold this event. And we have Ron Donahue and William Fall, who will be helping us. They're both well-known Pittsburgh artists who paint outside as in their regular practice. And they're going to give demonstrations, and they'll be wandering around to help people. So it's a great opportunity for people who just want to try something new, get out and maybe just sketch or paint. You bring your own supplies, and it's going to take place at Christian Clay Winery. We chose this location, first of all, because it's accessible to everybody, and also it's right off of the National Road. So this will take place during the National Road, the annual festival that happens every year. And we hope everyone who wants to try things out could, you know, come out and see what's going on.
So basically, if I want to come along, I got to bring my own easel and my own sort of paper and brushes and my paint, and then I could sit up in an area, social distance, and I could paint the winery in the background.
Absolutely. There will be locations at the winery that, right, you know, like if you want to go up to the vineyard or paint the barn. There's a lot of places to go there. It's going to be rain or shine. Plein air painters, weather. You know, they're out there in the snow, whatever's happening. But yeah, you could just bring a sketchbook and pencil, you know, that would be enough.
That would be great. I mean, I can't really draw. I could come up and do matchstick men. But this sounds
that'd
lovely.
That'd be cool.
So I was going to ask about this event. Is there any cost involved? And will you be providing, you know, refreshments, food, drink? Will there be wine if it's at the winery? Will there be any like live music or anything to, you know, in the background? I just, you know, just wondering.
Yeah, that's a great question. So we are in the preliminary planning stages, but being at the winery that's one of the reasons why we chose that location. You will be able to do wine tastings, purchase wine, and we're working on, you know, like, it's right off of Route 40, so there are places there you could go to eat or, you know, bring a lunch, or we'll have more information available soon. So I'd say, you know, keep an eye out on our website at touchstonecrafts.org and our social media, and you'll be hearing more about it soon.
Okay. Well, I'll keep an eye out for that, because that sounds like a really fun event to do. So we're getting close to our wrapping up now, but I just want to quickly ask, you have a gallery there, and people used to be able to visit Touchstone. Are you going to be opening up to the public, do you think, this summer? Or is it going to be just for, like, classes, you know and workshops, or that kind of thing?
Yeah, we hope to open to the public. So we have, like you said, we have two gallery spaces. Our Iron Gate Gallery will be having two exhibitions throughout the summer with Associated Artists of Pittsburgh. And in our main B. Campbell Gallery, we're going to have an instructor exhibition, and also Women of Visions is going to have an exhibition starting in July 31st. So hopefully our galleries are going to open on May 29th, but, you know, keep an eye out and we'll have more information as time passes. But I would like to say, you know, like, one thing, if you can't visit now, we have a new website called openhouse.org, and there's plenty of virtual tours, talks, and demonstrations there. So it's a great way to just kind of get introduced to what we do and what a community like this is like.
Okay. So your computer just made a bit of a noise. So just say that website again. Was it Touchstone Open House?
Yes, touchstoneopenhouse.org.
Okay, so all the information is up there. So if our listeners are like thinking, gosh, you know, I really would like to, you know, come up and visit, you know, in the summer, see, you know, artist exhibition in the gallery, or I'm interested in doing virtual events, or I know somebody who might be interested in the scholarships, all that information can be found on your website.
Yeah, also touchstonecrafts.org. And, you know, it's always great to follow us on social, on Facebook and Instagram. We are Touchstone Center for Crafts. And we also have a YouTube channel, so look for us there. There's lots of content there.
Okay. Well, it's been lovely to chat to both of you. You sound good. I wish Touchstone a wonderful season. I hope you do well. I hope, you know, we all open up and we can visit and, you know, people come and see you and, you know, enjoy everything that you do up there, because you do a wonderful, wonderful job. I'd love to come back for another date night. I know my husband would. He loved that blacksmithing. So I encourage everyone to go for the date nights for sure and everything else. So thanks again for coming on. And I'll speak to you soon, hopefully.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Louise. We really enjoy your podcast, your radio show, and hearing about exciting things to do in the Laurel Highlands.
This podcast is sponsored by Frank Lloyd Wright's Falling Water, a property on the UNESCO World Heritage List and entrusted to the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy. For tours and educational programs, visit fallingwater.org. And also thanks to the Blackburns Centre Walk a Mile in Their, His, Her, Our Shoes event on April 7th to 10th. Visit blackburncentre.org for information. Take a stand while staying close to home. You have been listening to another episode of Laurel Highlands Happenings on Westmorland Gold, 98.7 FM and 97.3 FM on the Westmorland Talk Block. This episode is part of the Laurel Highlands Happenings podcast series. All events and businesses mentioned today can be found at golaurelhighlands.com. And if you are active on social media, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube.